Blog Talk Radio.
Said to be. Last verse again, please. It was Dr. Pentecost who stated, when the Lord told Moses, when he asked, whom shall I say has sent me? The Lord said to the great lawgiver, you tell them I am that I am has sent you. And let me tell you what he was then. He still is today. Thank you, Greg. My. Praise God.
We'll bless your name. just offer a worship here?
So you gave us these crowns. We'll lay them back down before you. So you gave us these songs. We'll give them right back to you. Every breath we breathe is yours. Every song we sing is yours. Every song we sing is yours. We give it all to you.
All over this place, Father. We thank you for your presence.
Let it rise, let it rise, as our praises fill the sky. Let it rise, let it rise. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Let it rise, let it. The glory of the Lord rises. Glory rise.
Glory rise.
We sing.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yahweh, and we lift you lift you high. You alone deserve my worship. You alone deserve my praise. You alone deserve the honor. So we lift you high, Yahweh, Yahweh.
debe ser a nada. You are the cloud by day, fire by night. You gave us your name to be our guide. You are Yahweh, you are Yahweh. You're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Hey, you're in the inhale, Yahweh. You're in the exhale, Yahweh. Every time we breathe, we say your name. Every time we breathe, we mention your name. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Yahweh, Yahweh, Yahweh. Let everything that has breath say the name of the Lord. Let everything that breathes say the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, and in the name of His sweet, blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace be multiplied unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory Prayer Service. I am Apostle Marco Broboyu. Let us get into prayers this morning in the name of Jesus. Father, we bless you and we thank you. We praise you, O God. We worship you and we glorify your holy name. Hallelujah. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. We bless your name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We give you glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bless your name. Oh, we give you the glory. We honor you. Oh, we bless your name. Hallelujah. Praises be to our King, our God and our King. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord. We adore you. We thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for keeping watch over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord, for you are faithful. Even when we're not faithful, we thank you for your faithfulness. We thank you, Lord, for your unconditional love, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name. We adore you, O God. We worship you, O God. Hallelujah. We thank you, O God. We praise your name. We adore you. We adore you, Lord. We worship you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Great is thy faithfulness. Great is thy faithfulness. Morning by morning, new mercies we see. We adore you, Lord Jesus. We worship you, Lord Jesus. We bless you, Lord Jesus. We praise you, O God. Hallelujah. We adore you. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we praise your name. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning, and we ask for mercy. Your mercies are new every morning. Have mercy, O God, upon us, O God. Forgive us, O God, of sin, of omission, commission. Be merciful unto us. We have sinned, and we have fallen short of your glory. Cry out for mercy, 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 O God, in the name of Jesus. Be merciful unto us, O God. Oh, have mercy, O God, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon our children. Have mercy upon our grandchildren. Have mercy upon our siblings. Have mercy upon our spouses. Have mercy upon each and every one under the sound of my voice. Your mercies are new every morning. Be merciful unto us, O God. Have mercy, O God. Have mercy, O God, in the deep of Jesus. Let your mercy reign in our lives. This morning we soak our bodies, souls, and spirit in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood of Jesus speak better things than the blood of Abel, O God. Hallelujah. The blood of Jesus Christ. Oh, Father God, the blood of Jesus. We soak everything connected to our lives in the blood of Jesus, O God. We soak our destinies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children, grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father, let the blood speak. We soak every cell, every tissue, every organ, every system in our bodies in the blood of Jesus. We soak our environment in the blood of Jesus. Oh, Father God, our homes, oh, in the blood of Jesus. Everything that concerns our life, in the blood of Jesus Christ. This morning, we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light, the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, O God. We ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and a glory within us. We pray for the armor on our spouses, our children, those connected to us, O God, in the name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for the armor of God and the armor of light. Father God, we pray for divine angelic assistance even as we go into prayer this morning. We pray for divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus, O God. Send your holy angels to be with us, O God, to guide and protect us in the name of Jesus and do your biddings in our lives in the mighty name of Jesus. O Lord, we are grateful to you. We thank you, Jesus. We thank you, Jesus. If it had not been the Lord on our side, where would we be, O God? We give you honor, hallelujah, glory. We magnify your holy name. Thank you, Father. Thank you for each and every one under the sound of my voice. Thank you for their families. Thank you for them, O God. In the name of Jesus, O God, we pray, Father God, that you would give them the desires of their hearts according to your will, plan and purpose for their lives in the name of Jesus. There's nothing too hard for you to do, O God. Those that are sick, we pray for complete and total healing in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, they are healed, O God. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory to the King of Kings. Glory to the Lord of Lords. Glory to the Alpha and Omega. We bless you, Jesus. We give you glory. We give you honor. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Welcome to those of you that's just joining us. We praise God for you. We bless God and We want you to know that we love and appreciate you in the name of Jesus. Once again, I am Apostle Marco Buraboyu from I Am That I Am Prayer Tabernacle Ministries. I'm not going to keep you long this morning. I'm going to get right into the Word of God. We started off with Nehemiah chapter 1 yesterday. Hallelujah. At this time, we were talking about our personal walls, personal gates. Okay, and we needed those personal walls of prayers, personal gates of salvation, for those gates that have been broken down due to backsliding or different issues in our lives. And we have prayed for the Almighty God, surrendered and to Him, asked for mercy for those walls to be rebuilt. Because as I stated yesterday, if our personal walls are messed up, how can we be intercessors or prayer warriors for our families, for nations? We can't, because we have to get right with God first before we can bring others to Christ. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So our walls need to be well fortified, built. There shouldn't be any cracks in the wall. There shouldn't be any broken down walls. Maybe your walls might have been broken down for bitterness, selfishness, whatever, some sin in our lives. We break those walls down. And one of the things that break walls down, you know, is unforgiveness. And sometimes we overlook it, but unforgiveness will break those walls down. That means when the walls get down, the enemy can come in. Amen. When the gates are broken, the gates are on fire, the walls are broken down, the predator can come in. I mean, it's an open door for the predator to come in and destroy our lives and our destiny. So yesterday, this is what we prayed about. And we spoke about yesterday in the name of Jesus. And this morning, we're going to go a little bit higher in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, as I bring this word this morning, let it not be me, but let it be the Christ that lives inside of me. Lord, all of you and none of me, I behind the cross, let your word come forth in your power and in the anointing of the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, once again, I surrender to you. Perfect all that concerns us in the name of Jesus. Touch our hearts. Give our understanding and revelation as this word comes forth, O God. Take us deeper, O God, in the name of Jesus, O God. And we pray, Father God, that as the word be released from your holy throne room, that it will penetrate our hearts and be deeply rooted and grounded in us, that you will see, that others may see the glory of God, the presence of God in our lives. In the name of Jesus, we pray, amen and amen. Nehemiah chapter 1 says, the words of Nehemiah, the son of Hakaliah, and it came to pass in the month of Chelsea in the 20th year, as I was in Shushan the palace, that Hananiah, one of my brethren, came, he and certain men of Judah, and I asked them concerning the Jews that had escaped, which were left of the captivity concerning Jerusalem. And they said unto me, the remnant that are left of the captivity there in the province are in great affliction and reproach. The wall of Jerusalem also is broken down, and the gates thereof are burned with fire. And it came to pass, when I heard these words, I sat down, and I wept and mourned certain days, and fasted and prayed before the God of heaven. And I said, I beseech you, O Lord, God of heaven, the great and terrible God, that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. Let thy ear now be attentive and thy eyes open and thy eyes opened that thou mayest hear the prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel, which we have sinned against thee, both I and my father's house have sinned. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and have not kept the commandments, nor the statutes, nor the judgments which thou commanded thy servant Moses. Remember, I beseech thee, the word that thou commanded thy servant Moses, saying, if ye transgress, I will scatter you abroad among the nations. But if ye turn unto me and keep my commandments and do them, though there were of you cast out into the utmost parts of the heaven, yet will I gather them from thence and will bring them into the place that I have chosen to set my name there. Now, these are thy servants and thy people whom thou hast redeemed by thy power and by thy strong hand. Lord, I beseech thee, let now thy ear be attentive to the prayer of thy servant and to the prayer of thy servants, which who desire to fear thy name and prosper. I pray thee, thy servant, this day, and grant him mercy in the sight of this man, for I was the king's cupbearer. Amen. In the name. And this is Nehemiah's prayer. Okay. I want you to observe a few things when you, if you don't have, if you have your Bibles open, because let's go into it a little bit deeper this morning. We finished with what we talked about yesterday. But if you notice, Nehemiah is in Shushan, and he has gotten this word about Jerusalem, the gates and the walls are broken, the gates are on fire. What is he doing? And he hears that the people are in great affliction. There's a lot going on and reproach. And so when you see the walls broken, I could go into the history of these walls and how they were broken. The Babylonian took them into captivity because God has sent several warnings. If you look at the book of Jeremiah, to the different kings of Judah, that they did not pay attention, and they kept on doing things that was wrong in the sight of God. And so God, so they went into captivity. And this is why, you see, sometimes disobedience will cause those walls to be broken. And sometimes leadership, hallelujah, Holy Spirit, help me. Well, that's why when God makes us leaders in whatever way we are, whether we're in our homes, leaders in among our children, our grandchildren, leaders on our job, wherever we are, that leadership, it doesn't have to be from politically, but leadership starts from the home. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And but sometimes when you have the leadership in a mess up, that's not doing what is right in the sight of God, the leadership is messed up. Then you see that the gates of the womb are broken. Hallelujah. And the enemy can come in when the gates of a womb, oh, Holy Spirit, help me. When the gates of wombs are broken, the enemy can come in and destroy. Because Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. So let's have it. Suppose someone is married to someone, and you see that, let's say you have a man that is a husband, a leader, a father, that is not going out to work, does not provide for his family. Then you have a man that is abusive, and the children watching all of this, the gates are being broken, the gates are on fire. And the walls are being broken down because that's when the enemy comes in. Hallelujah, because the father has not come into the position that the Lord has put him in, that he is the priest of the womb. And so he's not doing what he's supposed to do. And so the gates, what? The gates are destroyed. And who destroyed it? Who did it? The father himself. Amen. The father, I'm talking about the earthly father or the earthly husband himself has done that. So the enemy can come in and he can steal, kill, and destroy. Different problems will come in that home because now the father who's supposed to be the priest, the earthly father who's supposed to be the priest, he's not praying together. He's doing everything contrary to the word of God. And so the predator comes in. And sometimes the children become victims because the father has not lived up. The earthly father has not lived, hear me out, has not lived up to what the Lord requires of him to do. Now, if you have an earthly father who is constantly in prayer for his wife and family and is responsible going out to work and showing that there's so much love with his wife and his family, I'm not saying there won't be problems, there will be issues, but they take things to God in prayer and know how to handle issues so that the children cannot become victims of these things that's happening, you know. But if the father is praying and doing everything that the Lord requires of him to do as the priest of his home, it will be so difficult for the predator to come in because that house will be, the gates will be tight and then they're locked. Hallelujah. And the walls will be all high up. They can't, and they cannot penetrate those walls that will come. Because guess what? The walls are the walls of fire. And that fire is the fire of Almighty God, so the enemy will not be able to come. Because that wall, now that place is the secret place of the Most High. Hallelujah. And though there are 1,000 may come at the side and 10,000 may come at the right hand, but it will not come near thee. Only with thy eyes shall thou behold and see. You know? What the Lord may have done to the enemy. See. So what am I saying to you? So gates are the father in a home or the mother in a home. We are held accountable and we are held responsible. The grandparents, we are held, we spoil our grandkids, but we got to remember to bring up a child in a way that when he grow up, he will not depart from it. We have to set, guidelines and rules according to the word of God. Many of us, we had grandparents that really set guidelines. Yes, they spoil us in different ways, but there were certain basic rules that imparted into us. Amen. In the name of Jesus. So we have a responsibility in the womb. I don't know why God is taking me, because I was going to go another way, but he's taking me to the womb. If a child sees the mother in a womb and the mother lives that crazy kind of life and doing what she wants to do, even if you can be a single mother, but you gotta, your children watch you. Your children watch all you do. Hallelujah. And then you will see them picking up because they look at, well, mommy did this and I can do it. I've seen parents that take their children to shopping centers and his parents are stealing and they take their kids. When the kids are small, I had a friend who did that to her daughter. And after years and years, the daughter got into trouble because she said, I want to be like my mommy. She had two daughters. One said she wanted to be like her mommy, and she started shoplifting. And of course, the other one, God is a good God, is a lawyer, you know. So one child pick up the habit from the mother, and the other child went the other way. But we don't know what will happen. So then it really grieved this mother. Because she felt so bad because she said, I mean, of course, she's not doing that. She stopped doing that, but she realized that she has broken these walls. And her daughter now is doing the same thing. The daughter went to prison, served term out, and things are going better. Hallelujah. We thank God for building, rebuilding the walls, you know, because God has done so much great things in their lives, you know. God is a God of a first, second, third, fourth chance. And their lives are so much better now. Hallelujah. Everybody's doing well. But what I'm saying to you, we have to take responsibility as parents, and leadership starts from in our homes. Amen. In the name of Jesus. If we can allow good, we don't have good leadership skills in the homes. Leadership coming, you can break the walls when you do irrational spending. You break that wall. Because what happens is there's problems that come in the womb, bills cannot be paid, and everything. The enemy loved that. He loved that. You know, Satan comes to steal, kill, and destroy. So different ways these walls in the homes are broken. But one thing I like about God, He's here to repair those walls in our homes, in our families. Now I talk about parents, family, but then let's look at extended families. Amen. It can go deeper and deeper. Siblings, brothers and sisters, all those things, it still starts from the leadership. Hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So when we, every time we do something, we must always remember the children are watching us. Some will follow the negative things we do, and some will not follow. But we do not know, because when you encourage these things, you bear the consequences of it. Amen, in the name of Jesus. So we have to be responsible as children, sons and daughters of the King of Kings. We have to walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Leadership, great in the home. Leadership should be great on your jobs because of the qualities of Jesus Christ that is in you. What qualities of Jesus Christ that people can see when you go to your job? What do they see? Yes, there are times you'll be a lion, and there's times you'll be a lamb. Hallelujah. Those qualities are very important. You can't always be a lamb. People take advantage and step over you. There are times you got to be bold and courageous. There has to be a balancing act. Amen, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So when you go to your job, you don't want those gates to be broken, because God wants to prosper the work of your hands. He wants to give you an increase. He blessed you with that job. And you think He didn't put you there so you can go down. He put you there to raise you up. But exemplify Christ on your job. I'm not talking about holy, rolling, and all day you got your Bible and doing this. No, that's not how you exemplify Christ. But what you say, what you talk, the way you act, the way you carry yourself, let people see Christ in you. Because you can carry a Bible and open it all day and pray in your office, and your heart will be far away, because it's just a form of godliness denying the power within. How you carry yourself, how you conduct yourself. You are daughter of the King of all kings. You're a son of the King of all kings. That's royal. You're royalty. So why are you going to your job and acting less than royalty? Why are you acting less than, and you're royalty? You're royalty. You're a chosen generation. So when you carry yourself in that way, even though the enemy will come against you like a flood, because people will get jealous and try to mess with you, but the Spirit of God will raise up a standard against the enemy, and you will not be defeated. Hallelujah. The Lord will fight that battle for you. Hallelujah. Because you have kept those walls of prayers, those walls of salvation, those walls of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Look, nobody can break the walls of the fruits of the Holy Spirit. Nobody can break the walls of love. Hallelujah. And then who's there? You have the lion and the lamb. You can't just be bold as a lion all the time or big and bad. No, you got to have that spirit of compassion, that likely lamb. You can be concerned about those that you're leading. You got to have compassion, because Christ had compassion on us. The same compassion, the same mercy we give to others, and the same mercy God will give, Christ will give to us. So we have to be careful. We have to be sensitive to others because, you know, sensitive, compassionate, you have to, because that's the qualities of a lamp. But you can't be all that way all the time. So you can't, because, you know, people in your job will take advantage of you. So you got to show your lion face. And your lamp face. And we, you know, and you can, we can even go deeper. You know, that's another day. We'll talk about the ego, we talk about the man. Hallelujah. So, you know, those are the characteristics. We talk about the ego, we talk about the man, we talk about the ox. The ox, you hardworking like the ox. Ox, that's that, the hardworking Christ, hardworking. Hallelujah. Perseverance. So all these are qualities, and I don't have the time this morning to go through it, but these are qualities of leadership in the body of Christ. Leadership qualities. And then, guess what? There's a promotion. The promotion that comes, promotion comes not from the east or the west, but it comes from God, because you are promoted, accelerated, and the business of your whatever, wherever you work is prospering. Even though God said every place you touch will be blessed because of the characteristics of Christ that is in you. Hallelujah. Can I get an amen? The characteristics of Christ in you. So you're going to say, oh, Apostle, where are you going from Nehemiah? Because we're talking about broken walls. And we're talking about repairing broken walls. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we cannot go to the next level where we can't take care of things at home, in the family, in within ourselves, in our families, in our jobs. Hallelujah. 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 Glory to God. So when you see Nehemiah, he is saddened by what's going on. He's mourning. The Bible says he sat down. A leader will sit down. When the year stops, that means you sit down to think. Oh my God, look at what is happening. What can I do about this thing that is happening? So you got to sit down, because you can't be up and down. You have to sit down. He sat down. And then the Bible says he had that compassion. Oh, I can't believe this is happening. Compassion. He sat down. You see that lamp? You see the lamp qualities? And the Bible says he mourned certain days. Then he fasted, prayed before the God of heaven. I see all the qualities of a lamb in verse 4. That compassion. Hallelujah. He did all of that. He cried. He mourned. He fasted. And he prayed. You know, when you fast and pray, you get that strength. Then you went to God. That's what a leader does. And he said, I beseech thee, O God of heaven, the great and terrible God that keepeth covenant and mercy for them that love him and observe his commandment. First of all, he reminds God of his covenant and his mercy for them that love him and observe his commandments. When he said, let thy ear be attentive, listen to, and thy eyes open, that thou mayest please hear a prayer of thy servant, which I pray before thee now, day and night, for the children of Israel, thy servants, and confess the sins of the children of Israel. We have sinned against thee. Both I and my fathers have sinned. I'll stop right there, because sometimes we think we all that as leaders. And when we go to pray, oh, this person did this, this person. No, we all have sinned and fallen short of the glory. Amen. In the name of Jesus. You don't see Nehemiah, but oh, I don't see, why did the king do this? Why did the king do that? Or why did this happen? Why this? You know, but we leaders just don't just go around casting blame on everybody. We take responsibility. We're standing in the gap, and we take a responsibility. If I cannot pray for my children, I'm taking responsibility for what is happening. Lord, have mercy upon them. Have mercy upon me. You know, we can't exclude ourselves as leaders. That means we come in with pride because we're thinking that we're better. No, as you're standing in the gap as a leader, you yourself have to confess your sins. It starts with you. And then you pray for everyone, including yourself. And you say, Lord, have mercy upon us. And then Nehemiah goes, and he tells the Lord, we have dealt corruptly. He's honest. Verse 7, you be honest before God. We have dealt very corruptly against thee, and I kept thy commandments, nor that statute, nor that judgment which thou commanded thy servant Moses. He is truthful before God. He's honest before God. You know, and then, of course, they will go furthermore tomorrow. But what I'm saying to you, with leadership starts from you as an individual, into your home, whether you're single or you're married. Then it goes into your career, your jobs. And then, you know, leadership is extended to your community. Hallelujah. Amen, in the name of Jesus. And always remember, people are watching you. Let the life of Christ, the life of Christ be seen in you, that others may see and glorify Jesus. You might be the only Bible someone would read. So think about it this morning. I know you said, Nehemiah 1, why do we go into all of that? Because that's what the Holy Spirit wanted me to do. I bless God that all the Christ-like leadership in us as individuals, we ask God for mercy and to activate those leadership qualities that are in Christ to be in us. Hallelujah. Amen in the name of Jesus. Oh, we bless the Lord. We bless the Lord. Let us say our amen from you. Hallelujah. Amen and amen and amen. God is great. God is good. God is merciful. We bless his name. We praise his name. We adore his name. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Sometimes we have to think. Hallelujah. Amen. So leadership, when it comes to leadership qualities, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, and I will end with this, hallelujah, amen. In a 10-year Bible, to Ezekiel 1, and then we will end with these leadership qualities. I might go into it deeper tomorrow, but I don't think I can do it today. I need a strength for Almighty God. I'll call 1 o'clock. Hallelujah, but God is my strength. Hallelujah. The Bible says, I want you to look at Ezekiel 1, and I'm going to read it quickly, and then I'll let you go. Now it came to pass in the 30th year, in the fourth month of the fifth day of the month, as I was among the captives of the river of Sheba, in that the heavens were open, and I saw visions of God. In the fifth day of the month, which was the fifth year of King Jehoiakim captivity, the word of the Lord came expressly unto Ezekiel the priest, the son of Buzi, in the land of the Chaldeans by the river Sheba, and the hand of the Lord was upon him. And behold, and I looked, and behold, a whirlwind came out of the north, a great cloud of fire enfolding itself, and a brightness was about it, and up of the midst thereof, as the color of amber out of the midst of the fire. Also out of the midst there came the likeness of four living creatures. And there, this was their appearance. They had the likeness of a man. Hallelujah. Everyone had four faces and everyone had four wings. I want you to go, let's go to verse 10. As for the likeness of their faces, they had the face of a man. The face of a man, a face of a lion. That's leadership. And on the right side, they had the face of an ox, hard working. Hallelujah. And they also had the face of an eagle so high up there, with integrity and character. Hallelujah. Amen. When you look at the face of a man, you think about love and compassion. When you look at lion, you see that boldness. When you look at the ox, you see hard working. Hallelujah. So when you look at all of this, you see the face of Christ. I don't have time to go deeper into it, but I'm just telling you, we have to carry the characteristics of Jesus Christ within us as leaders. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. To be productive, for the walls to be strong and stern, they have to carry that characteristics of Jesus Christ. Father, we thank you this morning. We bless you, O God. We give you glory. We give you honor. We magnify you, O God. Help us to be leaders after the heart of Jesus Christ, bold as lions, full of compassion like men. Hallelujah. Hardworking as an ox, and I'll soar as an eagle with integrity and character and honesty in the name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for those characteristics you let Nehemiah had, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Not taking ourselves out of things, but including ourselves and asking for grace and mercy for every one of us, including ourselves. Taking away that spirit of pride and haughtiness and that spirit of God of humility and love. We bless you and we thank you this morning for this word. We give you glory. May we walk in your ways and do what you've called us to do. We bless your holy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let us say the grace. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit rest, remain, and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen. Surely, his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you all. Have a wonderful and a blessed day. We love you. Thank you for joining us. Thank you.